Ishi.
Oh, bakit naman?
Kumusta ka naman?
Okay naman. Ang tagal natin yung nag-podcast na feeling ko. Wala nang audience eh.
Oh no. We this is our flop era. You know?
Flop era na, no? After graduate, oh, flop era.
Uy, pagbati nga pala sa mga ano, sa mga newly graduate, sa mga fresh grad na katulad namin.
Congrats sa mga freshmen na ngayon.
Yes.
So, na kayo nag-aaral.
Wala pa akong school eh. That's ano, iaano natin yan, i-expound natin yung usapin na yan later on sa second episode.
Okay, okay.
Anyway, since, ano, Olympics, you know, Olympics, as an athlete.
Olympics na, nanood ka ba? Nanood ka ba Olympics?
Actually, wala akong, ano, parang napanood, pero may isa lang, parang kahapon, which is women's boxing. Nanalo si Nesty ng ano silver medal. And yay, may silver medal tayo. Congrats, Nesty. Miss Nesty.
Pati kay Hidilyn, gold medal tayo.
Oh, grabe. Grabe.
Weightlifting pa. Bota-bota ang Pilipinas. Eh.
Totoo. Ayun ako. Anyway, so ayun na nga. Since Olympics nga ang topic natin, ano bang maishishare natin as, you know, as both an athlete, student-athletes, you know.
Student-athlete, wow.
Napaka...
Ikaw muna. Ano experience mo as a student-athlete?
Well, yung experience ko as a student-athlete, kasi para it was enjoyable nung kasagsagan talaga ng, ng varsity years. Kasi, you get to meet a lot of people whenever may tournaments and, you know, may mga teammates ka rin na magiging close mo, unexpected friendships, unexpected relationships. So, it's so, parang that was the milestone of my life na siguro iti-treasure ko until my life ends.
Since na volleyball yung napili mong sport, di ba? Ano yung nag-attract sa'yo towards volleyball?
Hala, okay.
Wala bang parang inspiration or what?
Sige, mamaya na tayo magpapakilala.
Mamaya na, kwento muna.
sige. Okay. Well, yung parang motive ko when it comes to playing volleyball kasi, actually, wala akong idea nun simula nung ever since 2015, ganun. 2015 ko kasi unang na encounter ang paglaro ng volleyball. Though may na ako, parang may background knowledge na ako. Kasi nung grade 6 ako, I have classmates na varsity ng namin. School ko sa Pangasinan. Parang hindi na, varsity, pero nakikipaglaban sila. And volleyball at that time was not yet popular, 'di ba? Kasi it was si Valdez, for me kasi siguro yun na yung time ko, time niya na nag-peak, tapos yun din yung
sabagay.
Anyway, tapos it was treated as a women's sport. Mm-hmm. Kaya yung mga male men's player, they were being prejudiced, ganun. They were being discriminated
kasi basketball daw pag lalaki, di ba?
Sobrang what? may gender pala ang ang sports. Anyway, so yun nga, it started to me na nung lumipat na kami sa Las Piñas, kasi may neighbor kami na naglalaro ng volleyball, tapos sabi ko, hala, gusto ko rin, parang ganun. So, para sumali lang ako nung kailan. Tapos everyday na yon, as in everyday kami, every hapon naglalaro kami ng volleyball sa street. And then yun, before magpasukan, summer kasi yun nun lumipat kami. Before magpasukan, parang may pulot na ako, may skills na na-develop na yung skills ko sa volleyball nung summer. Kaya nung pasukan, nung nalaman ko na may varsity ang tawag doon, may sports area yung school. Basta varsity team.
Okay.
Ganun. Varsity team yung LPC. Uy, pwede ba magbanggit? Anyway, basta ayun. Graduate naman na tayo. Sa LPC, may varsity team ng volleyball. Sabi ko, hala, gusto ko rin sumali. And then, yun, ever since, nung grade 7, I was ano, a consistent varsity player. Wow. Except when I was in grade 9 because I left. I left the team.
Kasi I was... Same tayo.
Ewan ko kung ano pumasok sa isip ko. Pero at that time kasi, the volleyball... Siguro I was intimidated by the coach. Mm-hmm. And sobrang ano, fragile ko pa no, na sa player. Hindi pa. Ang immature pa talaga. Kaya yun, alis-alis sa ano... Alis-alis sa team eh, mga tangi. Ayun.
Ay, nako.
Ikaw, oh, ano, ikaw naman.
Ako, ang first experience ko sa volleyball is when I was in my grade 3. Mga panahon na grade 3 pa ako sa school ko, sa somewhere school ko. Di na ako mag-name drop, pero yun yung school na nag-cultivate ng...
Oh, cultivate? Ay,
cultivate? Hindi naman cultivate agad. But, so, parang nag-spark nung passion na yun sa akin. Kasi there's, it's a PE time nung pinag-try kami ng volleyball and tinuruan kami mag-receive. Yun yung first, like, yung ibabalas mo na yung bola sa arms mo. Yung receive lang. Ganon. And, syempre, I don't know, pero I have a natural affinity kasi no, nag-volleyball ako, like, sa receive, sobrang balance, sabi ng teacher coach ko, sobrang balance daw ng bola sa arms ko. And, kasi you know, I'm a sucker for praises, so naturally, nagustuhan ko yung ganun, since I'm good at this, so I'll try to pursue this. Hindi naman pinursue agad, but ma-endon na yung spark. Hindi lang siya nakikindle yung flame.
May inspiration na. May inspiration ako, baga.
And then, nung grade 4, nawala. Kasi hindi naman namin focus ang volleyball nung grade 4 PE. And then,
wait, so you were grade 3 when, ano, when it first...
I discovered, yeah.
Oo.
Ay! You were... grade 3 nga. Ay, hindi, grade 4 pala. You were too young. Grade 3 ba? I forgot. Basta somewhere though. Yeah,
pero at you were too young. You're still in elementary school. That wasn't... still middle school na hindi, you know, when I was in middle school kasi I don't have anything, ano, I don't have any knowledge when it comes to sports, but well, I sumali ako ng Boy Scout nung grade 5 and 6 ako, pero yun lang yung extracurricular. Oh, diba, yun lang yung extracurricular ko na nasalihan, pero grabe ang bata. Okay, so proceed.
Let's add on to that na parang ang bata. I think that's the most important thing about schools kasi dapat as early on as possible, they will try to offer students kung ano mga pwede nilang gawin in the future and let them try out those things, diba? What if volleyball or...
Teka, wait lang, diba? Meme. Wait lang, sobrang formal ng usapin natin. Para nasa interview.
I'm sorry! Sobrang ba? Na-enjoy ko lang kasi
ikwento. Anyway, okay. Oo, parang, oo. Ako rin. Okay, let's go, proceed.
Na-enjoy ko ikwento. Kasi, yun nga, yun, ano, nasa na ako? Ayun, yung opportunity na binibigay ng school, kaya nadi-discover ng mga students yung passion nila. Yun yung pinaka-important, I think, para sa mga ano primary students. Hindi agad dapat naka-focus sa, you know, sa mga academics, but rather experience things na maaari nilang magustuhan. So, yun, ang dami kong kwento, volleyball lang. And then, pagkatapos ng grade 4, lumipat na ako ng school. And may volleyball ulit. Tapos, syempre, nung nag-volleyball ako, marunong na ako mag-receive as if maganda yung reception ko. And, syempre, napuri. Kasi that's the praise. That's the rewarding thing about doing things. Kapag may nakukuha kang puri, reward, kahit praise lang. And, yun. So, grade 6, tumigil ako mag-volleyball kasi, ewan ko, I'm not too sure kung gusto ko ba siya. Then, pagdating ng grade 7, hala, meron daw varsity. Itong friend ko, napilitan ako mag-try out. Kasi nag-recruit naman sila ng mga
common friend ba natin players.
Yan? No, it's not you. Okay. Hindi kayo close, but friend ko siya. Yun, pagdating nung, ano, since na nag-grade 7, nakuha sila ng, yung mga fresh, yung mga wala pang masyadong alam sa volleyball. Para, yun, ihango, i-shape yung mga athletes. And then, yun. Doon ako nagsimula since grade 7, grade 8. Nung grade 7, as in, siyempre, wala akong alam pa lang sa volleyball. Receive lang ako. Second 6, ganon, bench player.
First 6 kasi ako nung grade 7 eh. Kaya, I was so, I was so, oy, wait lang, baka hindi nila alam yung first 6. Kasi yung guys, sa volleyball, when it kapag sinabing first six, kayo yung starting lineup. Kumbaga kayo yung laging ipinapasok sa court kanon, kayo yung regular player kumbaga. Kung nanonood kayo ng Haikyuu, maintindihan niyo 'yon. So kapag second six ka, you are also called as a bench player or you know, a substitute player when the starting lineup doesn't know how to, you know, wala silang laro. Kunyari ganun. Tapos ikaw yung isa-substitute. Ganun. Mm-hmm. So, ayun nga, nung grade 7, first 6.
First 6 to. Oh, wow, so,
sobrang, ang spontaneous kasi, tapos ang abrupt. Kasi, wala pa talaga akong experience nun. Eh, yung tournament kasi na sinalihan agad nun, may ano na, grabe yung mga kalaban. Kaya, sobrang ngarag-ngarag ako sa court, di ko alam yung gawin ko.
Kasi baguhan ka lang talaga nun, no?
Oo.
Yan, so after ng grade 7, pagdating ko ng grade 8, parang doon ako nawala ng ano kasi parang wala namang nangyayari sa akin, parang di ako napapansin ng coach. Alam mo yun, didismaya ka at parang, wala namang nangyayari sa akin. Ganun. Tapos itong second coach namin, I won't name drop, but thanks to him, parang nag-rekindle yung fire in my heart. Ganon. Tapos nung nabigyan niya ako ng chance, parang one time, at nakaupo lang ako sa ano nun, water break. Tapos sabi niya sa akin, try mo nga pumalo. Pinatuhan niya lang ang bola. Tapos ayun yung spike lang. Tapos sabi niya, alam mo yun, yung may mga coach things na may potential kaya mo to gawin, kaya mo yung gawin. And yun, doon ko na sumunod parang, may potential daw ako, should I pursue it? And then, yun, grade 8, na-try ko rin maglaro, try ko makapasok na sa laro.
First 6?
Yeah, hindi ito first 6, parang substitute lang. Yun.
Okay.
Then, may moment yan na nasab ako sa isang starting player and kasi they were doing not so well on the first set. And nung second set, sinab ako and we won the second set and eventually we won the game. And yun,
magic bunot pala to si Ishi.
sometimes, ang satisfying sa feeling nun, kaya after that, I tried to, practice. Tapos nakikita kita nun, sabi, ay, si Kirby, ang gumagaling na gumagaling.
Hola, teka, wait lang.
Sabi ko, nakuhuli na ako, ah.
Teka, wait lang. Parang, okay. Nung grade 8 kasi, before na yun yung peak ko as a growing player. I mean, literally and figuratively, ah. Sobrang peak ko yon nung nag-grow ako as a volleyball athlete. Kasi, alam mo yon sobrang, in a span of 1 year, sobrang yung improvement ko. Kasi, I don't know, siguro the hormones. The hormones. Tapos, siguro yung experience mm-hmm. may confidence ka na. Oo, kasi may experience ka na sa court.
Di ba, pag nasa court ka, parang nagkaka-tunnel vision, tapos
narinigas
yung paa.
Sobra din kasi yung praises na nakuha ko nun. Wow, grabe. Kaya sobrang important ng feedbacks from others. Yeah, positive feedbacks. And also criticism. Important din yung negative feedbacks or criticisms. Kasi, you know, that's when you'll know na there are room for improvement sa sarili mo. But yeah, I guess, since napipraise ako lagi na, ala, ang galing mag-receive. Kasi, wait lang, hindi natin nasabi yung, libero ako nung grade 7, the sweeper of floor.
Tagalinis ng court.
Pero, ayun, hindi pa tayo nagpapakilala, pero sige, go. Okay. Pero nung grade 8, parang naging spiker ako nun.
Tapos grade 9, tumigil ka. Pati ako.
Magpakilala muna tayo, okay?
Okay.
Stop muna to.
14 minutes na, Zai.
sorry, guys. Okay. So, hello, kumusta kayo? I'm so sorry kasi... We are so sorry. kasi it's been what? Four months yeah. Na yung last na ano natin.
March.
So, ayun. We will try to end this season na and, you know... and start the new season, the second season. Well, kasi dapat, nung bumisita ako sa Las Piñas nung June, which is my birth month, dapat gagawa din kami noon. Kaso wala nang time kasi sobrang sandali lang ng pamilya namin doon.
Yeah.
We had to eventually go home. So, hindi na nakapag-record. So, ayun na.
Ayan.
So, pakilala muna tayo.
Okay.
Ako muna.
Ikaw muna. Go.
Okay. Hello, ako si Kirby's lead ulit. I was the libero of our men's volleyball team when I was in grade 7. An opposite spiker when I was in grade 8. Wala ako sa team ng grade 9. Middle blocker nung grade 10. And an open spiker and the wow. men's volleyball team captain nung grade 11. Versatile, hello. Tapos nung grade 12, wala kasi walang physical classes. Punyeng. Okay, ikaw naman.
Hi, I'm Ishii. I was not a starting player when I was in grade 7 and grade 8.
Okay.
I quit volleyball in grade 9 and I was the team setter when I was in grade 10 and 11. And grade 12 walang volleyball.
Oh, so sad no. Parang di natin na-redeem yung mga sarili natin ng grade 12. I was planning a lot of things when it comes to my redemption arc kasi wala kaming panalo ng grade 11. Eh. So, anyway.
Grabe.
Welcome back to Usaping Sala. Hey. Okay. So, ayun na nga. Since Olympic ang topic. Olympics ang topic natin.
So, nakapag-share. Naman yung athlete life namin.
Oo. Nakapag-share na rin kami ng athlete journey. Wah, journey. So, ayun nga. Uy, grabe. Sobrang galing talaga ni, ano no, Heidi Lynn Diaz.
Ang bigat te. 126 sobra. Kilos.
126 ba? Akala ko 162.
126? Day, anong 162?
Oh my God. I am misinformation. Misinformation.
Buhat na buhat ang Pilipinas eh. Ginto.
Oo. Tapos sabi, may nakita akong meme sa ano, sa FB, sabi niya. If you're wondering kung gaano kabigat yung binuhat ni Heidi Lynn Diaz nung Olympics. Isa daw Yamaha motor.
Baka totoo ba? Mabigat?
Oo, kasi pinag-compare nila yung weight. So, 126. Kung sinabi mo 126 yung binuhat ni Heidi Lynn, 126 din yung kilograms nung, yung pounds nung nung Yamaha na motor. Kilograms. Oh, kilograms. I'm sorry. So, ayun nga, sabi nila, huwag daw gagalitin kasi baka mamaya ibatuhin ka ng motor. Ang babalahura nyo kay Miss Heidi Lynn. Pero so, super proud. Sobrang grabe
first
nung nanalo siya.
Oo,
grabe. Super, super goosebumps ko nung nanalo siya kasi gabi na nun eh. And so, ano, tapos grabe nung pinanood ko yung unang beses na pinatugtog yung lupang hinirang sa Olympics.
Wow,
pag ganun ako sa dibdib. Grabe. Naiyak na rin ako eh. Ayun. So, and congrats also to Miss Nesty kay our silver medalist sa women's boxing. Oo. And also kay Carlos Yulo, of course, the gymnast. No? He ranked
and the rest
fourth.
Of the athletes na nag-represent ng Philippines.
Yes. We were thankful. We were grateful.
We are thankful. Thankful kahit walang support ang gobyerno.
Oo. Hello. Ayan. Ang ganda.
Yun na hapasok talaga yung ating usapan. Yun talaga ang point namin.
Bakit nga ba? Bakit sa tingin nyo hindi natin? Alam mo, grabe yung ano, yung myth ng Filipino resiliency. Sa lahat ng bagay ah. When it comes to, you know, grabe kasi yung pagpe-persevere ng mga Filipino athletes natin. Kahit na wala silang funds na kukuha sa mga otoridad, sa mga nasa posisyon, and to think na kapag mananalo sila, Pinoy pride. We were grateful for your representation. Inang mo! Masya, huwag kang, ano, di ka kasali rito.
Gigil, no? Oo, nga ta, yung mga nagmakaawa na, you know, yung mga receipts na nilapag na nagmakaawa daw si Heidi Lynn for private sponsors for her training, di ba?
Noong 2019, grabe. Super. Kasi kung, grabe, nakakahiya.
Grabe yun. Kasi, at saka kung may tamang support ang natin, ang athletes natin, and other things na gusto i-pursue ng mga citizens of the Philippines, sana mas marami pa tayong ma-achieve since ang daming population ng Pilipinas, no? Kung tutuusin, kasi it's
exactly.
Sa sobrang daming population natin, ano siya, it's infinite potential. The education, the training, ang daming talents na hindi na-discover dahil lang sa lack of support.
Oh,
and that's disheartening.
Totoo. Mm-hmm. Tapos kung ano, kung mas nabibigyan natin ng tamang fundings and support yung mga Filipino athletes natin, isipin nyo kung ilan pang mga medals and achievements yung naiuuwi nila.
Totoo
dahil. Kung ngayon pa nga lang na sobrang underfunded na nila and they still persevere to that instance, parang grabe, no? Tapos may mga government officials na, ang kakapal na mukha. They are trying to, make our Filipino athletes win victory, their victories, their story. Parang i-coconnect sa sarili nila na.
Mm-hmm. Parang they will take the credit, no?
They will take
part in the credit, no?
Gago. Di ka dito kasali, pasikat ka.
At saka kasi kung may fund, alam niyo, pag marami equipment, kasi sa totoo lang kung ako, lalo na pag mga bago yung bola sa training natin, di ba ang nakakagana mag-training kasi bago.
Totoo.
Tapos yung mga equipment, kompleto. Kahit hindi ganun ka-kompleto, but andun na yung starting equipments na needed para ma-improve tayo.
Totoo.
And that's the same. Yun.
And also, hindi lang sa mga equipment and mga, sa place, sa training grounds din, you know. Mm-hmm. Alam mo sa atin, sobrang, ewan ko gusto ko to i-expose. Kasi, in those, ilan bang years ako naging varsity? Grade 7, grade 8, grade 10, grade 11. Almost 5. Kasi nga, di ako nag-ano ng grade 9. Pero in those 4 years na naging varsity player ako ng school natin, parang, alam mo yun, sobrang grabe yung lack of support. I mean, hindi naman the support from our school, ah. Kasi, oh my God, mababash ba tayo rito? Pero, ayun, kasi, alam mo, yung tanging sumusuporta lang sa amin, guys. Alam mo yun,
yung sarili namin, school, tapos
school's manager, our school's team, sports team manager. Gusto ko siya pangalan, ma'am, si ma'am. Thank you. Thank you for cultivating us and shaping us to what are we today. Pero grabe, kasi, alam mo yon, sobrang, may mga instances na ginagamit niya pa yung sarili niyang pera to support us and to reward us. Sobra, kahit na wala kaming panalo nung grade 11, she still manages to give some reward because of the hard work we've exerted during the trainings na in-exert namin. And sobrang disheartening lang talaga na parang kapag mananalo tayo, yung credit na yun, yung victory na yun, mapupunta sa pangalan ng school. But when, kung matitalo kami, it's on us. Kasi hindi daw namin ginalingan. Pero in reality, we were being underfunded kasi nga, yung court nga natin, di nga tayo pwede mag-training ng,
gabi.
4 p.m.
Gabi.
4 p.m.
Hanggang 4 p.m. Di ba hanggang 5 tayo?
Nung 4 p.m. kasi di ba may mga, tayo, labasan, kasi senior high school tayo eh. And 4 p.m. yung labas natin. And usually, nagsistart yung training ng 3 p.m. Kasi yun yung labas ng junior high school.
Tapos late kami.
Late kami. So, ang training lang is 3 hours, which is hanggang 6 lang. Max na yon. Hanggang 6 lang. So,
tapos walang ilaw.
Oo, wala kaming ilaw. Grabe, parang...
Pero may ilaw naman yung gym, no?
Oo, alam niyo yun, may ilaw yung gym. Grabe.
Buti na lang talaga, no? Mahal namin yung sport. And talagang kami magkaka-team lang yung nag-ano for each other.
Oo, and kasi also our coaches.
Papasaya. Yeah, of course.
Alam mo, grabe, kasi... Nag-aagawan, kasi, di ba, syempre, iba yung training ng volleyball girls and iba yung training ng volleyball boys. So, may feud minsan, kadalasan. When it comes to kung saan sino magte-training sa ganitong court, sino magte-training sa much better court, and kung sino mas gagamit ng poles, yung mas magandang mga poles, kung sino yung mas gagamit ng mas magandang nets.
Tapos bola.
Oo, tapos ng bola.
Yung mga bagong parang, bola.
Grabe yung tunggalian namin, pero parang... Ngayong nagkaroon kami ng consciousness and, parang realizations na, dapat hindi pala kami yung nagbabangayan. Dapat nanghihingi kami ng justification from our school. Kasi, grabe, parang, sobrang disappointing lang talaga.
True, nakakadismaya. But, of course, in the end, tayo-tayo rin lang naman ang...
Oo, parang...
Just nagbuo sa sarili natin.
Tayo-tayo na lang to, Diyos ko.
Masaya naman. And gusto ko rin yung, ang pinaka-support talaga tanggap ko is yung ride towards our venue. Yung mga kotse.
That's the least they can do. This is the least that they can do.
Yun.
Super grabe. Minsan nga, yung ano na yun, yung service na yun, hindi na tayo hinahatid pa uwi.
Oo.
Bala kayo dyan, commute kayo pa uwi. Parang,
at it's the same na rin sa Olympics, no? When bringing it to a bigger scale, parehas lang talaga yung, fundamentally, it's the same.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi underfunded rin ang athletes natin and sino ba nag-coach sa kanila, di ba, mga foreigners rin?
Mm-hmm.
So, we should be thankful na rin.
Mm-hmm. Kaya hindi ko rin masisisi yung mga, I mean, wala namang masama talaga at uh-huh. Pero hindi natin masisisi yung mga kababayan natin na nagtitraining sa ibang bansa. Just like Japan, Thailand, our neighboring countries. Kasi, yes. Alam mo yun, grabe yung ano yung fundings ng ibang nations and countries sa ano nila sa larangan ng sports kasi they would represent them sa sa Olympics and sa other tournaments, national, international tournaments. So like, you know, parang nakaka-dishearten lang talaga. Oh, grabe, ilang beses na natin na ibang
dishearten. Dismaya, disheartened.
Oo, nakaka-disappoint, nakaka-grabe. Parang nakakarimarim. Diyos ko, Pilipinas. Tapos magtataka pa tayo bakit hindi tayo nananalo sa mga Olympics, which is kayang-kaya natin, gifted tayo mga Pilipino.
Ang daming unleashed potential dapat. Ang dami.
Well, you know.
That's too bad.
Kaya, and also, so wag na natin sanang ulitin yung ganong mga instances. So, whenever we see an aspiring Olympian in the next. Actually, meron tayong isa si Albert. Hmm? Oh my god, basta si wait lang, Albert tuloy. Sorry. Hindi si Martinez, wait lang.
Magko-compete
sa ice skating si Martinez.
Ah, okay, I heard, but not the name, hindi ko maalala.
Sorry, Albert. Puta. Si Michael Martinez. Ang dami crush kasi ang Albert, pero Albert Traqueño pala yun. Albert Traqueño. Albert Traqueño, if you can hear this. Crush na crush kita. Hoy, ano yan? Twitter personality yun. Okay, kaya hindi siya ano.
Okay.
So, ayun. So, parang, kaya support natin siya kasi, you know, since underfunded nga ang larangan ng sports natin, volleyball man yan. Well, hindi ko masasabi kung underfunded ba ang basketball kasi, hello! Hello! Woo! Diyos ko!
Sports ng bayan!
Sports ng mga lalaki. Oy,
pag-usapan naman natin yung ano, yan, yung gender ano sa sports, no?
Okay, sure.
Sa go. Volleyball for women.
Ay, teka lang.
Basketball for men.
Before, to introduce with that topic, parang, Sobrang nakakatuwa and nakaka-fulfill yung feeling na yung mga champions natin ngayon, lalo na sila Heidelin Diaz, si Miss Nesty, si Carlos Yulo, and wait lang, nakalimutan ko yung pangalan ng yung skateboarder. Basta,
kakatingin ko lang kanina eh.
Ano pangalan?
Nakalimutan ko na rin dahil. I'm so sorry, but grabe. I remember the name talaga.
I'm so sorry po. Pero yung ano po, yung cute po na crush ko. Basta, crush ko siya. Sobrang nakaka-sunny vibes yung vibes niya.
True.
Anyway, so ayun nga, since sila yung mga nanalo, and to think na yung mga sports na sinalihan nila, yung mga sports na ginagawa nila, na stereotype as a sports for men, and sports for women, kagaya ng gymnastics, which is sinalihan ni Carlos Yulo. And he won as fourth place sa ranking. Grabe yun, sobrang...
Oo, walang podium.
21.
And nag-gold medal siya, di ba, ASEAN Games?
Oo, ASEAN Games. Sobrang grabe. A bright future ahead. And bata pa lang siya, sobra. 21 years old. Yeah. Sobrang bright ng future natin. Grabe. Parang, tapos, and also, si Miss Nesty, which, who won silver medal yesterday. And, the sport that she ano sinalihan was boxing, na ano ah, na renowned as a sport for men, and also Miss Heidelin Diaz won our first
weightlifting, eh, no?
Grabe, babae abante, sobrang painful for Filipino women, grabe. Yes. Ayun lang, parang tama na yung ano, tama na yung pag-stereotype niyo. Diyos ko, 2021 na malapit na mag 2020,
wala pa rin nagbabago.
Ay,
at least nowadays, no, very accepted na widely yung mga diversity sa sports natin.
Yes, totoo.
Like,
and also, may ano, may nanalo na si Tom Daly ba yun? A swimmer?
What? Swimmer sa...
A swimmer sa Olympics, si Tom Daly. He won the gold medal. And he was a proud gay man.
Mm-hmm.
Sobrang grabe. Abante talaga. The queer community... powerful.
Actually, so, humans are just really powerful. No, we're just destroying ourselves. So with this, with all these barriers, na gender and ano.
Tama na know, yan, Diyos ko.
Tama na, Diyos ko.
Alam mo, sobrang gusto ko lang i-share kasi sobrang ano, sobrang discriminated since volleyball players nga tayong dalawa. Sobrang discriminated yung volleyball as a sports for women lang ha. Back in 2015.
Oh, especially before, no?
Oo. Oh, yeah. Back in, you know, dati pa talaga. So, parang, sorry, nag-burp. Excuse me. So, parang, ano, yung mga players natin na mga lalaki, sobrang nadidiscriminate sila by, ano, being called gays. Pero wala namang mali doon sa pagiging bakla and an openly queer player. But, you know, to be used gay as an insult and derogatory term, it's not okay. It tama na. Tama na kayo. Gigil ako sa inyo. Ayun lang, sobrang, kaya, Diyos ko, wag nang, tama na yung mga pang-bias. Kung gusto sumali ng mga tao sa kung anong sports na gusto nilang salian, let them be. And also, parang, inspiration na nga din itong mga panalo ng Olympians natin ngayon eh. Kasi, you know, dati, when we were growing up, we were, forced to think that way, na ang ganitong sports pang lalaki, ang ganitong sports pang babae. But in today, sobrang hopefully, yung mga batang lalaki, gusto nating ma-instill sa mga mindset nila na, oh, it's okay. Mommy, I want to be a gymnast, says an 8-year-old boy.
Ataka, like nung what I said earlier, na yung schools offering a myriad of
choices. Ang tari ng myriad, wait lang.
Yun kasi yung unang word na pumasok sa isip ko. A myriad of choices, yun, for their passion na i-cultivate, i-spark in them. And nung school na yun, as in, alam mo yun, I never heard a thing na volleyball is a sport for women nung bata pa ako.
Mm-hmm.
And I like the fact na saka ko lang siya nalaman nung nagkakaroon na ng mga konting discrimination na porque lalaki siya tapos naglalaro siya ng volleyball eh malambot na. Ganun na agad yung ina-assume ng mga tao.
Mm-hmm.
And yun, talagang no more discrimination, come on.
Napaka tignan niyo ngayon ang Diyos ko, wala namang ano naman kung bakla, ang ina niyo hindi naman kaya maglaro ng volleyball. Kaya niyo ba maglaro ha? Nanggigigil ako sa inyo.
Oh, tapos yung mga sport nung, alam mo, ay yung nagiging, ano yun, Chinese garter, yung mga mother, no?
Mm-hmm. Uy, grabe, I was a victim.
Ano nag-confess. Victim?
Parang, victim ng, discrimination when it comes to that. Kasi dati, sobrang close-minded ng Pilipinas.
Aha, true.
So, whenever my mother, well, no, she's ano naman na, she's a progressive individual naman na ngayon kasi sin na-educate na siya, you know, and na-educate ko siya. Pero dati kasi, alam niyo yun, parang whenever she sees me playing Chinese garter, parang sasabihin niya, ano ba yan na? Huwag kang maglaro ng ganyan, pang babae lang yan, kaganon siya. So parang, gusto ko yan. Gusto ko naman ang tanong, gusto ko pong maging palaka. Check. So, ayun lang, parang may takot na na-instill sa akin na, ay, kapag lalaruin ko to, matatawag akong bakla kasi pang babae lang daw to.
Mm-hmm.
And sana hindi na ganun ngayon. Let kids na walang kamuwang-muwang
play. It hinders individuals talaga to pursue their passion.
Kasi ang homophobia naman, tuturo yan. Hindi naman yan nade-develop. Ituturo yan at nade-develop ng mga younger generations. Pero kung hindi natin ituturo, hindi naman din yan magpo-proliferate. Wah!
True!
In this episode of, you know, Thesaurus. Sobra yan. Napaka-profound naman natin today.
I don't know.
Dahil ba to? Kasi graduate tayong high honors. So,
napaka-show!
Grabe! So, ayun guys, share lang namin na graduate kami ni Ishi ng high honors. Kaya, sobrang wala. Thank you lang. Thank you despite of the struggles, of the unending struggles that we've faced in this online learning setup. We still managed to, you know, achieve such achievement.
Alam ba? I love watching sports, lalo na sa archery. I forgot that her name, but alam mo, na-amaze talaga.
Wala akong alam sa archery.
At ikaw ba? Ano bang mga favorite sports? Mga sports na parang na-attract ka?
Ikaw? Volleyball lang.
Volleyball lang talaga. Hindi ko parang na-amaze ko sa mga nag-boxing.
Na-amaze ako sa mga sa mga nagpo-football. Sa mga nagpo-football, hindi sa football. Sa mga nagpo-football. Check! This episode of Kalat. Pagkakalat. Hindi. Pero yung badminton. Ang ganda ng badminton. And tennis, napapanood ko rin.
Alam mo yung mga smash nila sa badminton, no?
Parang table tennis.
Table tennis rin. Ang galing.
Parang grabe, no? Ang galing nating mga atleta and also the aspiring athletes. Kaya kung gusto nyong maging atleta, kahit anong sports man yan, i-pursue nyo yan. Sobrang helpful yan sa life. Kasi, you know, it won't just, enhance your skills. Pero you will get the chance to meet various people who will, you know, be a part of your life.
Yeah.
Yan lang.
So, we're done with the Olympics and everything else. Should we end this episode na, Kirby?
Oo nga. So, ayun, before we end, basta ayun, palagi lang natin tatandaan na huwag na natin stereotype yung mga sports bilang mga sports ng ganitong gender or whatsoever. Kasi sports lang yan, Diyos ko. Let people enjoy what they play. So,
and
lang.
Also, always support your athletes, though.
Mm-mm. Diyos ko, kahit na kung nasusuportahan niya ng maayos, mas grabe yung achievement na ma-obtain yan nila. Natin.
Mm-mm. For the country, yes.
Oo. Ay, wait lang. Reminder lang, kasi guys, August na. September 30 is the deadline of the voters registration. Kung hindi pa kayo rehistrado bilang botante, magpa-register na kayo. So, sa mga areas na may lockdown, ECQ, kasi sa August 6 ang alam ko, kakaroon ng lockdown. Pero ayun, siguro ng mga heightened restrictions, as soon as possible, magpa-register na kayo. Kasi kung kaya nyo nga...
Pa-register na dapat ako.
Totoo. And also be open to be vaccinated, to be inoculated by the vaccines, dahil now if we really want this pandemic to end, we must believe science, you know? Kasi kung yun nga, gusto ko lang i-dagdag kanina sa mga hindi pa nagpapa-register diyan. Yung nakakapag-gala-gala nga kayo sa IG, nakakapag-milk tea kayo, nakakapag-sangyupsal kayo, nakakapag-inuman kayo, Diyos ko naman. Ano pa naman yung mga ilang oras na papa-register? So, ayun lang. Basta exercise lang natin yung rights natin as a voter and as a citizen of the Philippines. So, ayun. Yes. If you like this episode, please
follow us.
Follow this podcast.
Twitter and Instagram.
Our Twitter and Instagram. My Instagram is @Zlid. It's double E and double D. And Twitter @Zlid din, pero double D lang and triple E. So, ikaw naman, Ishi.
Is @PRISHDLRSA. Parehas yun sa Instagram and Twitter.
So, ayun. kung gusto niya rin tong ano, kung gusto niya, kung nagustuhan niya rin tong episode na to, please tweet us or share this ano episode sa Instagram story niyo and tag us sa ano sa aming mga social media accounts. Mm-hmm. Eh, with the hashtag Usapin Sala, wala siyang G, ah. Usapin
Sala.
Sala. Okay. So, Pinsala. Yeah, yes. That's all. I hope we hope na ano.
And also with the curves. If you have any suggestions na gusto niyo namin pag-usapan, just tweet to us, no, in our own personal accounts in Twitter. And yung mga and suggestions have, yung just, yes, we're all ears.
Tsaka, if you're a brand and you wish to, you know, sponsor, at baka naman, mas malaki naman ang reach namin. Nakakarating na kami sa Japan. May avid listener na kami sa Japan. Si ano, si Carlos.
Oh,
so, nag-PM siya kanina sa akin. Okay. So, if you're a brand if and if you wish to sponsor us, please email us at usapingsala@gmail.com. So, yes. Yeah, that's all. I hope we hope na ano na
like this episode.
Na ano, na, I mean, na satisfy namin kayo with this comeback kasi 4 months kami. So, ayun lang. Tune in for next episode. Bye-bye.
That's all. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.